For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. If you haven't yet, you need to make sure that you have smashed the follow button so you don't miss out on any of our awesome stories. Well, friends, I'm pretty excited about today's turtle. Today's turtle is called a Fly River Turtle. What do you think? Do you think this turtle can fly, or does it live in the river? Well, those questions and more will be answered. Are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful day as Alani was swimming through the rivers of Papua New Guinea. Yes, Alani is our very special Fly River Turtle. And in case you were wondering if Alani could fly, like in the air like a bird, the answer's actually no. Fly river turtles cannot fly in the air. But they do look like they can fly underwater. You see, fly river turtles, they are very special and very unique. Do you know why? I want you to close your eyes and picture a sea turtle, like a leatherback sea turtle or a green sea turtle. Do you know what those big ocean turtles look like? Yeah, they have a big, almost like leathery shell and big flippers to help them fly underwater and a pretty cool looking face. You got that picture in your mind? Well, that is almost exactly what Alani looks like. You see, fly river turtles, they look like ocean turtles, but they don't live in salt water. They live in the freshwater in the rivers of Papua New Guinea. Alani is very special. And today is a very big day. You see, she has been preparing in her belly a whole bunch of eggs that she needs to find a good nesting place for. She was a little bit nervous because this was her very first time laying eggs. And she had done a lot of learning along the way, but she still feels a little nervous. I don't even think I have to ask, because I know for myself, if it was my first time really doing anything, I could be a little bit nervous, but have you ever felt like me before? Yes, doing something for the very first time, whether getting on a bike and trying to learn, or trying to learn how to read, those can all be really, like, scary, nervous, exciting, but there's just a lot of feelings, right? Yes, that's exactly how Alani is feeling. She had been swimming up and down this river for weeks, trying to find the best place to lay her eggs. What do you think is an important thing for a turtle to think about when picking a nesting spot? Well, you see, fly river turtles, they usually avoid areas where there's low elevation or submerged vegetation. What does that mean? Low elevation. Well, that kind of means like it's low to the water and it could flood really easily. So if it rained a lot, then the river would spill over the side of the banks and that water would run right into the nest with the eggs. You don't want turtle eggs underwater, all right? If you ever are laying turtle eggs, make sure that you are far away from where it's going to be flooding. But then on the other side of the equation, you have to make sure that it's easy enough for the babies when they hatch that they can get back to the water. Because Alani, she could, you know, she could pick a desert to lay her eggs. The desert's never going to flood. But then her babies will never make it to the river. You see, there's a lot of really hard decisions that Alani is in the middle of making. I've never noticed that spot over there before. I've even swam here 1,000 times, said Alani. She pulled her way out of the river using her fins. Her fins were really good at crawling around on the sand and walking around on the land. They weren't like as great as maybe a tortoise or a box turtle, but she was still pretty good at walking around outside of the water. "This actually does look like a really good spot," said Alani. "And I'm running out of time. Tonight is going to be a full moon. It's going to make it a lot easier to walk around back here and see where I'm digging." Unfortunately, she couldn't start digging that hole quite yet, because if she started digging the hole and then left, by the time she got back, a predator would have smelled it by then, and it would not be good for her little eggs. She walked back to the river and swam off to find something to eat. She wanted to have a full tummy of food for the big night tonight. For a turtle like Alani, what kind of food do you think they eat? Do you think they like to eat apples or salads? Yeah, they actually do like salads. They eat a lot of underwater plants that they love to fill their bellies with. And then they also eat things like shrimp and small fish and snails to give them an extra boost of energy. As Alani filled her belly with a nice, delicious fish salad, she looked up at the sky and saw that the sun was setting. It was getting darker, and it was time for the big job. Her big job was going to take many, many hours. You see, she doesn't just lay her eggs on the ground. Remember, she has to dig a hole to bury those eggs underground. Why do you think she has to bury her eggs? Do you think it's because her babies like to play in the dirt? Or to protect it from predators? Yes, protect it from predators. If she just laid her eggs on the top of the ground and just laid it there, they would certainly get eaten. You see, flyover turtles, they don't stay with their eggs. The mom does the job of laying the eggs underground and then goes back to the river. It's not like a bird where the bird like sits on the egg to keep it warm. Wait, hold on a second. That makes me think of another question. How does the flyover turtle keep their eggs warm if they're not sitting on it like a bird? Hold on, let me check. That's another reason why they bury the eggs underground. You see, they find the perfect spot which has the perfect temperature. Holy smokes! She's got a lot of decisions to make. Not only is she got to find the perfect place so that the eggs don't flood from the river, but also to find a spot in the ground that's the perfect temperature. Wow, Alani has a lot of planning to do, but she has found the perfect spot. As she starts to dig this very special hole in the ground with her back legs, she's focused. She is locked in on the job because she knows she does not have much time. But then, all of a sudden, she heard a sound. She heard something in the branches and in the leaves around her. "Who's there?" shouted Alani. "I have a big chomper in my mouth. If you get too close, you are gonna get chomped." She had to act big and scary to scare away any kind of predator, but inside she was feeling really scared. Who in the world is circling her and her nest? And why are they trying to sneak in? Are they trying to steal the eggs? I don't know, but we'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Animal Stories. Great job! You listened all the way to the end. And who remembers some really cool facts about flyover turtles? Yeah, they look like ocean turtles that live in the freshwater river of Papua New Guinea. That's pretty awesome. And do you remember any of the reasons why they bury their eggs underground? Yes, to hide them from their predators and to keep them at the perfect temperature for those cute little baby turtles. Wow, well, I can't wait to see what happens with Alani on our next adventure. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you next time. Bye!
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.